Extract 3.
At the height of his powers in the 1960s, James Brown, the godfather of soul, styled himself the hardest working man in show business. Brown, it was claimed, worked 364 days a year, crisscrossing America from gig to gig by bus and train. On a number called Night Train, Brown played the role of conductor, shouting out the stops along the way. Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Raleigh, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., oh, and Richmond, Virginia, too. The song was so successful that he followed it with Mashed Potatoes, USA, repeating the trick with a new set of names. New York City, Boston, Buffalo, going straight down the road, gonna stop at Cleveland, Ohio. Listening to these songs as a teenager, I was enthralled. More than just arbitrary lists of places, they were celebrations of America. For anyone growing up in Britain in the 1960s, America was an object of romance forged in song, a place where the girls were prettier, the skies bluer, the cars bigger, the action harder and faster and more intoxicating. These songs described a vista of possibilities that found no equivalent in British music. They hinted at a vastness, a variegated landscape, and a range of experiences that demanded to be celebrated. Even to the Americans, it seemed, America was exotic. They believed its own mythology. They got excited about just being there, and if they were excited by it, how could I fail to be so?
That's the end of part 1.